Deadly fire in Greece threatens ministry. 40 killed in 2 bomb attacks in India, ministries being affected. And a window of opportunity is closing for a Brazilian Bible translation project. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Greece is under a state of emergency as wildfires continue to burn and scorching the fringe around Athens. 4 separate wildfire fronts rage in southern Greece, fanned by gale force winds and heat and amid widespread speculation of arson. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says for the moment, the Cosmovision Center and their other work in Athens is safe.
The concern is that the fire is not under control yet and that it is spreading. It is not directly affecting our co-workers there. But the concern is that it could turn into some populated areas.
AMG is still evaluating their aid response. In terms of evangelistic interruptions, Ioannidis says their team could use some prayer.
It has affected some of our work in the Peloponnese, where some of the major fires are. We have some outreach there. So we have a lot of local believers that are helping out there. It has not been a major disruption yet, but we are monitoring it and see how things will go.
Next, a pair of coordinated bombings rocked the city of Hyderabad in southern India on Saturday night, claiming 42 lives. Hindu-Muslim tensions are high. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says roads have been blocked and businesses closed. While he says this tragedy is making it more complicated for GFA missionaries and pastors to do their work, it's also an opportunity to share the love of Christ with those affected. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's taken 12 years, but there's good news for a tribal project WordWind International has been supporting in Brazil. WordWind's Jared Allen.
They will be actually taking to the Tembe people the Gospel of Luke this month, which means the Gospel in printed form will reach the Tembe people for the first time ever. And they're excited with that news because by the end of the year, they're on track to actually send to the printer the whole New Testament.
The New Testament translations are meant to reach people for the first time with the gospel. Allen says they just kicked off Operation 22 to finish raising funds for the Tembe project.
We roughly run $22 a verse. So we're asking people to support a single verse for $22. Or a chapter for 31 months of $22.
The window's closing both literally and figuratively. Allen says,
we have a very generous donor who has offered to match up to $1,000 all the funds that we receive by midnight on Thursday.
Next, Book of Hope International reports they have some ambitious goals in Thailand. Book of Hope's Sina Silva says 2.5 million of their age-specific Harmony of the Gospels have been distributed in the last 5 years, despite less than 1% of the population Christian. She says children are open.
It's not that they've rejected, they've actually never heard the gospel. We have, because of this, 4 products in a Book of Hope, 4 age-appropriate versions, and also something that's being launched right now, this month in Thailand, a version of the God-Man for Buddhist children and youth.
That's the 3D animated film of the life of Christ. Silva says that, and Vision 2010, a grassroots effort, is going to propel Book of Hope distribution to 1 million next year.
And what their goal is to take a gospel witness to every one of the 17,000 villages across Thailand, and to see a Bible-believing church planted in every one of the 1,000 governmental districts.
And Greater Europe Mission's EDOT program is doing well. EDOT is their electronic discipleship outreach and training program, a distance learning curriculum. These programs will be used at 21 e-learning centers in Europe. The newest course for Portugal is being well received and is meeting real needs in equipping Portuguese believers for ministry. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, and few Christians know about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Time's running out. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.